Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Strap Radio Show, the place where community issues are discussed, confronted, and political agendas are exposed. Feel free, whether you're live or whether you're watching at a later date, to reach out, communicate, get involved. That's what we're here for. We encourage it and we love it. So without any further ado, here's your host for the evening, Miss Nancy Plus.
Good evening, Strap Chat Radio family. Good evening. It is so good to be with you on this evening. I'm hoping that everyone is having a marvelous and a fantastic Saturday. Keeping in mind, please be safe because this is a holiday weekend. Well, on tonight or this evening, a great show lined up. We're going to be hearing from one of our millennials of the day on just getting her mindset on what sex trafficking looks like to her or if she's ever seen it. So what we're going to do is we're going to have her talking about what it looks like to her. And then there's this new, it's new to me, there's this new phrase, there's this new phrase that's being said about securing the bag. I promise you this is the first time I've ever heard it. And so she's going to be elaborating on that as well, and kind of like giving us a little insight on, what that looks like from the millennial standpoint. So the young lady that that is our host on tonight, her name is Shantae, we call her Tay for short, but her name is Shantae. She and I actually work together, and she has some very interesting viewpoints. I mean, she's sharp in her mind, I got to tell you. She's really sharp in her mind. She was sharing some things with me prior to the show earlier, latter part of last week, and she was just she blew me away with some of the things that she was saying. I just thought it was amazing. So I was like, you know, in her talking to me, I was like, oh, no, I need to have you on the show because if there is so much that we ourselves don't know, you know, and even those of us, you know, who are mentoring, I promise you that as we sit with these different young ladies and even some of the young men that happen to be incarcerated, when we hear some of their story, I mean, it is crazy, you know, how they actually get involved. So let me back up with this and say that for those of you that may have some siblings or your younger adult children listening, this forum is rated PG-13. And, you know, we don't really talk derogatory on here. I just can't do that. But, you know, we try to keep the lingo, as the young folks say, in perspective so that we don't disrespect anyone or so that we don't offend. But also I want to put out there that if any of you that is listening to me have a question and you don't necessarily want to be on the air, you can always text me at 817-760-9444. And I will periodically throughout the show, you know, give you the text number so you can text your questions to me. Or if you think of something after the show and you have some questions in regards to today's show or any show that is airing at that particular time, all you have to do is email me as well at strapradioshow@gmail.com. Again, that is strapradioshow@gmail.com. And I will definitely get back to you with an answer. If it's something that I cannot answer immediately, trust me, I will do the research and get the answer for you. So, again, I'm going to bring on Shantae. We call her Tay for short, Shantae Johnson. So let me get her clicked over on the line so everybody can get an opportunity to meet her. Let's see here.
Hello.
Hey, Shantae, how you doing, sweetie?
Good evening. Can you,
can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay,
yes.
Awesome, awesome. First of all, thank you again. I know I have said this so many times, but Thank you again for being a part of today's show and sharing with us, you know, from a millennial mindset, what does sex trafficking look like to you? And so, again, for those of you that are listening that may have a question, you can text your questions to me at 817-760-9444. Okay, Ms. Johnson, so tell us, those of us who don't really deal with a whole lot of millennials that may be listening, whether now or will listen later, tell us, you know, just from your perspective, what does sex trafficking look like to you or to some of your peers that you are associated with?
So at first, before speaking with you on the topic, I wasn't really aware of sex trafficking. I just knew about it, as in, like, you know, the basic things of young women being tricked into the sex trafficking business some way or some sort from, like, a family member or the stranger that they know of, and they get themselves into it somehow by accident or just by associating with other peers. Next thing you know, they're being sold into prostitution and they're sex trafficking. So that's all I knew before, you know, speaking to you. And ever since I've been speaking to you, you've opened my eyes to know that there's tricks that I haven't even been aware about. Hence why I brought up the term securing the bag, is that I was speaking to you and I saw similarities with that term, that from what I've witnessed personally with my ex-best friend, she was, you know, stripping like last year, and she was, you know, doing that to have an income to, you know, support her son. And then she stopped stripping and she was trying to find a way to, you know, get money by any means necessary. And that comes along with the term securing the bag. It was going big like last year and the year before. And so by securing the bag, you just, you know, hustle and everything. But what I looked at her is that she was doing it the wrong way by, you know, stripping or trying to find a sugar daddy or just getting money by any means necessary, to the point where there was one occasion she told me that she was hanging around this guy and his father was, like, you know, in the drug business and whatnot, and she took some money from his father. And I was like, you're going down a dark path. Like, if he's this dangerous and he's a drug, you know, lord, why would you take this money from him? And she was saying because he had a thing for her. And on another occasion, she was talking to this sugar daddy, and he would tell her he'll get her nice things and everything, but it seemed like every time they would meet up, he always wanted her to do something more. And she would always tell me that she wouldn't do anything, and she'll be offended. And I'm like, why are you still associating with him? And she'll be like, because he said he's going to buy me these things. So I'm just, you know, at that time, I was looking at her kind of sideways, like, you know your worth. You know, you're better than that. You shouldn't be stooping to this level just to get money or nice things. You can get it yourself. So I noticed that she was going down the wrong path in my eyes. And speaking to you, I brought the similarities, and I noticed that by her thinking that she was securing the bag to get income for her and her son, she could possibly at any moment be tricked into the sex trafficking business if she went the wrong way.
Exactly, exactly. So, and let me ask again, what were the things that, other than this young lady here, what were some of the things that you were seeing, not really knowing what it was you were seeing?
I wasn't really around it that much, but I do know that there's different possibilities everywhere. I guess concerning her, the possibilities would be like stripping or being an exotic dancer or being a bartender at a strip club, because you never know. There could be somebody that's telling you you can do a job for them. Next thing you know, you might gain trust with them, and then one day they might ask you to do something. Like, it was another sugar daddy that she was speaking to, and he ended up getting her Michael Kors bag. And then the more she texted him, she got irritated by what he was asking her to do, but she would not leave him alone. I didn't understand. Like, they would go on dates, they would go out places, but she discontinued it, thank God. But it could have easily went the other direction if he said that, hey, if you don't do this for me, I'm not going to buy you this, to the point where she would come to me for advice saying, what should I do? And I will always tell her, just stop talking to him. You don't need a sugar daddy. Who cares if he buy you a Michael Kors bag or this other one bought you something? Who cares? You can do it yourself. And it was really frustrating as a loving and caring friend who knows that that's not right. just leave. And it's like a lot of times people in my generation that I've witnessed is that the girls around my age, if they are misguided along the way trying to secure the bag, they could easily go down that path. You know, you're trying to please this man so you can get something beneficially. And then thus you're putting yourself in danger trying to please him. And you get blindsided and you end up doing something you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So I know that when I first heard you talking about this securing the bag thing, and you begin to explain this to me, just for my listening audience, let me say, when Kay first told me about this securing the bag phrase, she mentioned, you know, a particular artist, Cardi B. Now, I was telling, I think it was Kay I was telling, that first of all, I'm not up on the R&B like that or whatever it is that Cardi B does. And then on top of that, I couldn't have told you if Cardi B was male or female, because I do not follow that arena of people. I don't know anything about them. And with that being said, this is the reason why Strap is in existence. And for those of you that don't know, STRAP stands for Sex Trafficking, Raising Awareness and Prevention. And so as Tay began to share with me this, you know, securing the bag phrase that, you know, a lot of the young adults are saying or they're trying to do, when she explained this thing to me, I was like, that's only like a step away from them entering into sex trafficking. So
yes.
I mean, I know she has hit on it already, but so Tay, what I would like for you to do, explain to everyone that's listening, what does securing the bag really mean? I don't want to assume that anybody knows what it is, but coming from a millennial, you know, it may mean one thing, and to, you know, the baby boomers, which is those of us that's my age, it could mean something totally different. So that's why I'm asking you, explain, what does securing the bag mean?
So I know that from social media is where I heard the phrase coming from. It's basically what baby boomers would call hustling, you know, getting your money, doing whatever you got to do to get your money. But what I've noticed on social media during my time is that my generation is being influenced by such artists, like I said, Cardi B. You know, she changed from a stripper to a rapper, and now she's a wife. That's basically a come up. What I was saying is that these girls are looking up to these women who came up, and they're hustling, and they're securing this bag, which is literally the definition of coming up from the struggle to the point where you can live comfortably and you can live lavishly. That's securing the bag. And so I was telling her, Miss Nancy, I was telling you my concern that it could lead the other way is that these girls are too focused on securing the bag, that they're going at it blindly. And I see that it's a pattern where these girls are hyping up the idea that a sugar daddy is the way to do it, or doing something illegal, or doing something that is frowned upon, like becoming a stripper or, you know, abnormal jobs. No offense to anyone out there that would be like an easy, fast come up. But if you're like doing it the wrong way and you don't have your head on straight, you can easily fall into the trap of sex trafficking. It can easily go south.
Mm-hmm.
So by securing the bag, it's just basically you're getting your hustle on. And I've noticed that people would do favors, like women would use men or men would use women. And it just, like what I was telling you, when we last talked, is that this Instagram, I think his Instagram profile person, Joanne the Scammer, I saw some of his posts and his memes. It was like really popular back in the day, where I think that's where he started the phrase. It was him. And he was making these little posts about him scamming men, you know, getting free dinner, going on dates with them, getting whatever he wanted, like free watches, free jewelry, and eventually sleeping with them and then waking up in the morning stealing from them. That's securing the bag, but it was like the wrong way of hustling. You're stealing from somebody, you're using them. and they thought it was like a joke.
Okay. Now wait a minute. Now you know Miss Nancy. Okay, now you said it. What is his name?
Oh, it's a what do I call it? Instagram profile. His name is Joanne the Scammer. He's a guy that makes posts and he dresses up as a female. And he,
Joanne the Scammer.
Yeah. That's where I originally saw the phrase secure the bag. That's the first time I saw it, and after that's been used over and over throughout the past 2 or 3 years, I think. I think it's been going on for a long time. When it started off, it was basically, you know, hustling, but when he put it on the scene, it was like doing anything by any means necessary to get rich, you know, just steal from these men, take whatever you got to come up. Like, like say a man would ask you on a date or like bribe you with like jewelry and whatnot, where the man thinks he's getting something out of it. Joanne the Scammer would be like, I'm really, you know, setting him up to sleep with him or spend the night with him or do something with him. And then in the morning, I'll steal from him and just leave. Like, you're coming up with jewelry and money.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I saw on some of the posts that he posted. And it wasn't that serious. It was supposed to be like a light joke on it. But then like earlier this year or like late last year, I started seeing more tags and more posts of this joke going around about like, you know, using these men who could be, you know, potentially nice to you. And you're just using them to get free things just to make a come up. So that's what my concern was. I was like,
wow.
Oh, you can go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, honey. Okay, first of all, let me let my listener and audience know. see, this now, of course, this is the first time I'm hearing about Joanne the Scammer. But Kate may have shared this with me because she was really just sharing so much with me that right now this is like standing out to me. The fact that, oh, my God, that what a guy took that was originally a joke, but he was actually doing it, has now become a phrase that a lot of male and females are using, and they are actually carrying out the same method that this guy, Joe, was actually doing.
Now, I don't know if he was actually doing it or not. But I saw it
if he was
like
you know,
a reoccurring joke
we
or
don't
anything,
know.
Yeah.
Okay, based on what he posted, we'll say that.
Yes.
So I stand corrected.
Yes.
Based on what Joanne the Scammer posted, still, it has become a way for some of our millennials and as well as our young adults. So when Tay was sharing with me about this, you know, securing the bag thing, I was like, you know, that really sounds like it could potentially segue into sex trafficking. And so let me tell you what I mean by that. But before I say that, even for those that have come on the line since the last time I said it, if you have any questions, please, you can text your questions to 817-760-9444, and I will try my best to answer your questions. If you think of a question after we have ended the show, you can email them to me at strapradioshow@gmail.com. Okay, and so when Tay was sharing with me, you know, this securing the bag thing that our young people, some of them are now doing, I was sharing with Tay that the way that Johns, which is just that's just another word or name that they use for a pimp, because you know it's just a cover up name. It they don't call them pimps so much today as they did back in the day. You know, when I was growing up, you know, and my grandparents and whatnot, you know, back then they was really called pimps. Everybody knew they was a pimp. Well, they still recognize them today as a pimp, You know, but we kind of dress it up a little bit, you know, like, okay, what's going on, pimping? You know, or you know, or now they call them a John, you know. And so
yes.
I was sharing with Kay that that the way that the John or the pimp actually works is what he does is, you know, he buys all these things for a young lady. You know, he's getting her clothes and shoes and the designer bags and the jewelry, all that stuff like Tay was mentioning. And basically what happens is he is grooming the young lady. That's really what he's doing. He's grooming her for sex trafficking. And so he'll buy her all of these lavishing gifts, you know, and give her money, flash it before her because he knows she's never seen that much money, you know, before or whatever. And so the moment he gets her hooked, what he'll do is he will say to her, okay, I need you to do something for me. And so, you know, she'll ask him, okay, so what is it that you want me to do? And the moment he springs it on her, hey, I need you to, you know, hook a friend of mine up, or I need you to, you know, take care of a friend of mine for me. And then she'll ask, well, you know, how do you want me to take care of your friend or whatever, you know. And then when he comes out and say, okay, well, I want you to sleep with my friend, he going to hook you up or whatever. And the moment she says no, because she did not know what she was getting herself into. She didn't know. She could not recognize that the guy was actually grooming her so that he may pimp her. So when Tay was sharing this with me, I was like, oh, my God, so this securing the bag thing is really nothing more than another type of grooming that takes place before the woman becomes trafficked. Now, I would not be surprised if, you know, I know that it's happening because we've seen that with the R. Kelly thing. But
yeah.
But the fact that a lot of our young ladies are, like, totally ignorant to this, they are totally oblivious to it, is beyond me. But they don't recognize it because what a lot of the Johns do is they tend to prey on the ones that are weak, the ones that are naive, low self-esteem. You know, they have no confidence in themselves or anyone else. And let me go into this as well, because Kate hit on this. Even with her friend, it was about, I need to take care of my baby. And that is one of the ways that causes a young lady to ignorantly, without consent, go into sex trafficking. All she's thinking about is, I got a baby that I need to take care of. I need some Pampers and some milk and woo, 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 woo. And so she's with this guy. She can't even recognize that he's running game. But at the same time, she's running game too and doesn't mm-hmm. even know, and nor can she see she's about to get got, as they say. She can't even see it. So what does the John do, or what does the pimp do in asking her, you know, to turn a trick form or whatever the case may be? If she says no, then the first thing he does is he threatens to harm her baby. And he already knows she's going to do it. So he'll hold her baby hostage. And in her ignorance and greed, talking about securing the darn bag, I'm sorry that I had to say it like that. talking about securing the darn bag, and she getting got. I know some of us in my generation, we understand what that means. It just simply means
yeah,
she being played. You know?
Exactly.
And
what
so,
I was trying to. Oh, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, honey.
I was
no,
saying,
you're
like,
okay,
that's
but
what
you
I was trying to.
Right.
If help her with, like, she would come to me for advice, and then it would be our other friend who would just put seeds in her head saying, yes, let's secure this bag, like it was a joke to have a sugar daddy. And I'm like, you do know in order to keep one, you have to do things for them. It doesn't matter if they say, at first she'll be like, the two ones that she was speaking to, she'll tell me, oh, no, I'm not going to do this, this, and that for them. One of them was always consistent about doing things, and the other was like, I don't want that from you. And I'm like, if he calls himself a sugar daddy and he gives you gifts and he has money, he's going to ask for it. That's their role. They're looking for a girl who's going to do things for them. That's the whole point of them giving them gifts. And if you're not willing to do that, don't get upset if they don't want to do anything for you. And then whenever I tell her not to do it, the number one excuse is, I have a son to feed. And it's like, you can get a job. You're going to school. Go back to school. Stop doing this. Go get you a legit way to support your son so you won't feel trapped and pressured to do this. Because it seemed like she always had an excuse to do this and continue to find a sugar daddy or continue to go stripping. Say, I think I want to go back to it. And I would tell her, no, you already left. You don't like it. Do something better. And it seemed like it would go in and out one ear. And she'll listen to the other friend.
Well, you definitely gave her some good advice, you know. But I'll just be honest with you, sweetie. To her, in her mindset, that was too hard to do. What she was doing was easier to do because for her it did not require a whole lot of work. However, you know, most people look at getting out of work. I know just, you know, we work with a young lady that actually strips. And I know that you don't really, you know, really socialize too much with this person, which I think is a great thing. But at the same time, now that you have a greater understanding of what sex trafficking is and what it looks like, now when you hear or see, you know, another young lady venturing in that direction, again, you get to share, but now you get to share with a little more information. It is crazy to me. You know, it's so easy to get into it, but it's hard to get out of it.
Yes,
and so the fact
I've only been told
a lot about
the surface of it.
Right. I mean, because to be honest with you, to really know what goes on the inside, you really have to just about know someone that was in that lifestyle and no longer practices it. You know, that's the only way to really, really know. If we can search the media, not social media, but the media, and there are a lot of women that were trafficked at once in their life, and they are no longer being trafficked. I have to honestly say to those of you that are listening, you know, just like, you know, times bring about changes, it's still the same thing with the sex trafficking. It's just what changes is their method, how they go about gaining or getting the young lady or the young man. We don't hear a whole lot about our young men being trafficked, but they are. It's just that we haven't come across any of them as of yet. But we have, as far as Strap Radio is concerned and Mays Youth Advocacy, we have interacted with some young men that were the actual pimp. And the way that they pimp, it's their girlfriend. And she's just she's just so in love with him and head over heels, and she'll do whatever he asks her to do, and he'll be hollering about, you know, we just need to make some quick cash, and, you know, and woo, 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 and she falls for it, and next thing you know, he's trafficking her. And
well, that's one of the basic ways that I would usually hear about it.
Oh, yeah. See, so even though you've heard about it before, you didn't know that it was one of the ways that sex trafficking takes place, because that's what they do in relationships. Some of them actually partner together.
Mhm.
They actually do.
I wouldn't. I would never hear about the whole thing. It would be like usually
and you won't.
What I've heard from like movies or like the media, you would never hear like the inside scoop of it. Of course, you'll hear about the occasional Bonnie and Clyde act where the female is really doing all the dirty work and her boyfriend is convincing her to do it, you know, just for the sake of her love and affection for him. But what I don't hear is how easy it is for single young women to get, you know, into that business. Like you said, by association, they'll send their girlfriends out or someone they know to befriend vulnerable little girls who's like, oh, this is my friend.
Exactly.
I can trust her. And next thing you know, you walk with your friend to this guy who pimps you out eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's sad.
And not only that, young ladies spend the night with each other. And next thing you know, the friend's daddy, you know, is looking at, you know, her friend that's spending the night and whatever the case is, it happens this way. I know a lot of people don't want to believe it and they don't want to accept it, but it happens. He's looking at his daughter's friend, and then next thing you know, there's inappropriate touching. You know, that's how molestation takes place.
Planting that seed in it where most victims would always admit that they were molested at an earlier age. So it was like, you know, easier to get into that, like subconsciously.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, there's an open door. There's a ease of access, you know, that takes them into it. Because when a young lady has been violated and a young man has been violated like that, it does potentially lessen their security level. You know, they're feeling unattractive, and, you know, next thing you know, they're trying to compare themselves to others, and it just goes on from there, you know. So at this time, you know what, we're good because, listen, this is really good. Yeah, but this is a mouthful, too. We're going to take a five-minute break. So everybody just hang on for a little five-minute intermission, and then we're going to come back with Ms. Kay, and we're going to talk a little bit more. So let's take a break.
Enough. We're dry rotting at the bottom of a well, burning up in a web of cold flames. We've twisted our minds to commit crimes against our nature, and some have succumbed to the pressure of pain. There's no disease we can't cure. There's nothing unstable we can't secure, because we are the children of magic. We can bring joy from tragedy. We can rise even when we're falling. We can shift the wind to blow in the direction of our choice. We have more than a voice. Any sound we make, everyone else wants to take. How we walk, how we talk, the way we dress, even with stress, we're still the best. Our ancestors won't let us be anything less. Let the drum replace the phone. Let the haters be alone. Let your body be a temple again. And realize you were always a blessing and never a sin. Never a sin. Never a sin. You were always a blessing and never a sin. Healing time, healing time. Time to find the wounds in our minds. Stop the bleeding of a severed soul. Come together, let's love unfold. Healing time.
All right, all right, all right. It's healing time. And, you know, I want to say to you all as well, that song was chosen for a reason, because in this time that we are now living in, and the fact that we're having to address this sex trafficking issues, you know, a lot of our young people need healing. And you notice the healing takes place in the mind. That is what the gentleman is saying, healing time in our mind. Because except the healing takes place in the mind of an individual, they'll continue to do what it is that they were doing. So with that being said, listen, I mean, I was chatting back and forth with Shantaya. Is that how you say it?
Shantaya.
Shantaya, listen, y'all, I've been working with Shantaya. I've been working with Shantaya for over a year and never have pronounced the name correctly. So I'm sorry.
It's okay. That's why I tell
it
people to call
Shantaya.
Me by Tay. Yes.
Because that is what we call her. We call her Tay at work. But thank you, ma'am, for the correction, Shantaya.
You're welcome.
But anyway, so she's excited, you know, especially with me asking her to come on and share with us, you know, from a millennial's mindset of what the sex trafficking looked like. And many of you heard her say she didn't even know what it looked like, even though she saw certain things going on, you know, with certain friends. She didn't know that the next step was sex trafficking. So, being a millennial, and being excited about being on the show, she would like to take some questions. You know, if you only have one question, you know, that is fine. But she's excited. So what I'm going to do is individually, I will unmute your line and I will just say, caller, do you have a question? And I tell you what, I'll probably just randomly do a few of them, not everyone. And that way, if you would like to ask Tay a question in regards to what she has shared, then by all means, please do so. After you ask your question, and if you care to collaborate back and forth with her, when you're done, then I will mute your line again. But let me start with this caller right here. Okay, caller, do you have a question for Shantaya? Okay, maybe not, unless her phone is on mute. She may not have a question. Okay, let me go to this caller. Caller, do you have a question for Shantaya? Okay. Maybe not. Okay, and let me go to this caller. I'll let this be my last one, Tay, and you okay. Can go from there. Caller, do you have a question for Shantaya? Okay, maybe not. Okay. All right, so for my listener audience, listen, it is perfectly okay if you do not have a question. I don't always open up the line. I don't always individually, you know, pick someone to see if they may have a question. But again, I will say to you, if you want to text your question to me because you were a little radio shy, you can always text your question to 817-760-9444. I will read the question off to Tay, and she can still answer it for you. And if you think of something after the show and you want to email me your question, email your question to strapradioshow@gmail.com. So, Tay, is there anything else that you have witnessed amongst your peers, you know, as far as whether or not some of them recognize sex trafficking? Because I know you spoke about the one young lady who doesn't, but do you have any friends that do?
No, ma'am, not to my knowledge. All of my friends that I'm close with, that we talk on a regular basis, they haven't said anything or I haven't seen any signs. And actually, we actually go out. When we do, we actually practice going out safely. We'll bring like a guy friend or one of my friend's boyfriends will be there because we know that mm-hmm. it's a possibility that we can get snatched at any time. But not to my knowledge, I don't know any friends that are in that.
Okay, okay. And so I'll say to some of you, those of you that are on the line, even on last evening, Miss Sandy and I were at an event called the Doc Bookshop, and she was actually a guest speaker. And we were in the midst of a community of people who did not, they had no knowledge of sex trafficking. Though they saw some particular things that took place, you know, in the lives of other individuals, they could not equate it with sex trafficking. Why? Because, I mean, even the host of the event, he equated sex trafficking with, you know, it's over the border only, or some young lady gets snatched, you know, in the infamous white van, you know. And he even touched on the Epstein case, for those of you that have seen that on the television as well. He was grooming young ladies and was actually trafficking them. And so in last night's setting, one of the things came out is that people who have power, and this goes definitely hand in hand with what Tay was saying earlier. People that have power think that they have the power to do whatever. And so
yes.
with that power, they violate. And so in the case of Epstein, you know, he figured because he was so wealthy, you know, that he could take these young ladies that he groomed and had them also to groom a friend. Now, check that
wow.
out now. Oh, yes. You know, and then next thing you know, they're trafficking these young ladies because they were introduced to an arena of very wealthy men.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime the wealthy displays their power that way, they almost always get whatever it is that they want. And that's what happened in this case here. But you can believe he thought that it would not catch up with him. But I'll tell you what was surprising to me, that this was not mm-hmm. Epstein's first case.
It wasn't?
It was not his first. No, ma'am. It was not his first case that involved underage trafficking young ladies.
Wait, he trafficked underage ladies before in the first case, and he
uh-huh.
was still out in this world because?
Yes. And I'm glad I mentioned that, and you asked what you asked, because this is what the millennials need to understand. People, that's why I said the phrase people with power. His money probably bought him off the first time.
Probably, that makes sense.
But it didn't buy him off. Uh-huh, but it didn't buy him off the second time.
Well, that's good.
And that's...
Because it
well,
needs to be stopped.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, he lost his life, but, you know, while he was in jail, in prison. But that's what happens. And so, again, this is some information you can take back and even share with your friends. Probably
I
not
definitely
with
will.
Your siblings, you know, because you have to weigh that. But with your girlfriends and even the men,
uh-huh.
yes, because let me tell you something, a John can turn a dude out too.
Wow.
Yes,
you're right,
yes.
you're right. That does happen.
Mm-hmm.
People don't hear about it because I've noticed, like
mm-hmm.
you said, the victims don't really speak out, but it's more so the women speak out more than the men because of this toxic society, you know, blaming the male victims,
mm-hmm.
like, oh, you're weak if you did this, or you're weak for being in that situation. Why didn't you get out? And that's
mm-hmm.
what I think is a problem
mm-hmm.
as well, is that we're not speaking more on the male victims of it, because everyone thinks that only women get sex trafficked, but it's also men too.
Exactly. And then in some cases, not all of them are victims.
Uh-huh.
Meaning it was involuntary. Not all of them were involuntary. Some of them
mm-hmm.
were willfully trafficking themselves. Why? Because they're trying to survive.
And that's the sad
and
part, too.
It is, because it all goes back to the society that we live in.
Where
because
people feel like they're stuck and trapped.
Well, I mean, society teaches our young black men
uh-huh.
that you need to turn dope.
Yep, it does. It almost not fabricate, but it puts it in the limelight and spotlights it overly to where the point everyone
mm-hmm.
thinks is cool to do, and then people just
yes.
blindly do it without thinking of the consequences of, hey, I could get caught at any moment.
Mm-hmm. But what about the young ladies when they flash in front of them that this is how your body should look, and because your body looks this way, you can wrap it around a pole?
Mm-hmm. As in, oh, it's just money. It's not harmful. I'm not really doing anything. So what's the harm in me doing it? It's quick money. I'm going through school. Oh, I got kids to feed.
Mm-hmm.
Or I genuinely like doing this. I mean,
so
no offense to anyone who's out there doing it, but at
mm-hmm.
the same time, it could lead down the wrong path.
Oh, yes, for sure. That's the whole point behind it. That's the whole point.
Yes.
But still, you know, finding out for myself, you know, learning that a lot of the sex trafficking that goes on, a lot of those young ladies are not victims. They are just trying to survive. And they're
yes.
trying to survive the best way they know how. And it's
yes.
just a lot of them get caught up in the wrong way. Let me tell
yes.
you something. I have a niece. I have two nieces and I have two nephews. And I am more concerned about my nieces only because we tend to always look at the females more than we look at the males. And
yes.
that's where I have had to consciously refocus myself because it happens to the young men as well. Because let me tell you, you have siblings. And so
yes.
even with them, male and female, you have to be careful. Even with them, their safety as well, because they get out there and they hanging with, you know, one of their male friends, and every time you turn around, they kicking it in the latest, you know, apparel, just like with the young ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And they get wooed into that thing. Just like, you know, Joe, I'm the scammer. See, that's just straight foolishness to me. But even though it might sound comical and put out there to be comical, it could very well be true.
Yeah.
And that is an even sadder part about this whole thing. To most people, it might look like he, you know, out there, you know, just fabricating, as you say, just you know, putting on a show. But in actuality,
yes.
he could very well be doing it, and it could be either he's flexing or he could be crying out for help the only way he knows how.
Which is through
because
comedy.
Because when you're trapped in a thing, when you're trapped in a thing, you can't come out and say, hey, look, I'm being told to do woo 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 woo. They can't do that.
Yeah.
For fear of their life or whoever, you know, that's close to them that the pimp may have threatened to harm. We've heard
mm-hmm.
of many different cases, you know, amongst the young adults that we mentor through Maze Youth Advocacy. I'm telling you, I mean, to the point where one young lady said that the pimp comes to her window. She's 12 now, and he comes
what?
To her window and tell her that if she don't open the window, that he was gonna kill her her whole family. So what does she do? She opens the window because she believed him.
Oh my God!
But he also knew she was weak in that area. Oh yes, baby. Oh yes. That is why it is so important for you, our millennial babies, to be made aware of sex trafficking tactics, so
because
that it can be prevented.
We can easily become a target. We are basically an easy target right now because no one's really talking about it. They're just talking about
exactly.
the victims, talking about the surface of it. No one's telling us the tactics. We know a little of the tactics.
Exactly.
Of course, you know, you can get associated in it by these nice girls because it's like when you go out to clubbing with your friends, there's these nice girls who compliment you, actually take a picture. Next thing you know, you ask for your Snapchat or your Instagram. They follow you. Next thing you know, you trust them, believe them. And it could be someone who's no good for you. It's just easy to trust
mm-hmm.
someone that's being nice to you. And that's a tactic right there that I see it now, not to give out my
mm-hmm.
social media out to everyone who compliments me. Thank you for opening my eyes because
mm-hmm.
that is something that we can't be gullible and naive to anymore.
Exactly. And that is the entire undergirding of this radio show. It is to raise awareness and prevention. It is to make known to the listening public, hey, these are some of the tactics. These are some of the tactics that the pimps are using. So don't think that somebody's just going to drive up in a white van and snatch your children. It is not limited to that anymore. It used to be that that
it's
was
not.
The way. But no, ma'am. Mm-mm. That's why they have peer recruitment.
It used to be obvious. Mm-hmm.
It used to be, but that was the only way that it was being done. now it's being done so many other ways. And that
which
is
makes
why
it
it's
harder.
Important. It does, but that is why we have the mandate to make known what the lures are. Because you can be, a man can be telling you all day long, you're pretty. Hey, there, little mama, and woo, 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 you know. And let me tell you something, baby, because for those of you that are listening, let me say this to you. Tay is a beautiful young lady. She really is. How old are you, Tay?
22.
Okay. Tay is a beautiful young 22-year-old. Her hair is all natural. Only thing she got to do is put a little wet chemical on there, and it just curl right on up. Y'all know those of us that got that bad hair, we got to have a perm. She don't have to have one. But she's beautiful, and all it takes is some perverted old dude to holler at her while she's walking by. And that's his lure. And if he can get her attention, especially before she became educated to the lures and the tactics that these Johns and pimps use, and next thing you know, she could have, but for the grace of God, I have to say that, but for the grace of God, he allowed me to begin to share with Tay. Why? Because it's the very thing he's called me to. So
I've actually been hollered at by elder guys at the gas station. That's usually where it mostly happens. So it's just randomly in the store.
Mm-hmm.
An older guy or just any guy in general will just ask me how my day is or compliment me. But there'll be only a few who try to make a conversation, and, you know, it had to be to the point where he had to lie by having a boyfriend or be like, oh, I'm not single, and just like going by my business. But it is scary actually being single and going out by myself, hence why my mom always tells me to go out with you know, my peers, because it is dangerous out there. And who knows, maybe the next person that says something to me if I'm by myself could be an actual pimp, and they won't take no for an answer.
Right. But let me say this to you. None of what has been mentioned here is designed for you to operate in fear. Just hear me out. It is not designed for you to operate in fear, but to bring awareness to you of what potentially looks like. You know, so
and
even when
you
are sharing with your friends, even when you're sharing with your girlfriends, this is designed to make them aware so that they are not ignorantly lured into just because some dude hollering at them, you know, and they having a low moment that day. It's not for you all to go out and see her, you know.
Oh,
but you got to know. You know, every old head that holler at you don't have good intentions, but not every old head that holler at you have bad intentions.
Yes, I try to give everyone the benefit of doubt and also, you know, see the signs, because I don't need to say hi to everyone, but I'm also not impolite. I'm not going to walk outside and stare and everything. I'm going to be modest, but not conceited and be like, oh, I know I'm beautiful. Like, no, just take the compliment. But it's also right to be careful out there.
Yeah, so, I mean, you've been enlightened. You are more aware now, and now you have more information that you can take back and share with your girlfriends. Cause, and another thing too, Tay, I also meant to mention to you, some pimps brand their young ladies that they're trafficking. Not every tattoo you see is a tattoo. Sometimes it's a branding. Yes.
Like a
name? Because that's their signature on them. It could be a name. It could be a symbol. It could be anything. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But you don't really know until, you know, maybe one of them will say, oh, but girl, he paid for me to get this tattoo right here because he say this is his favorite, or he wanted me to have his name. And, well, girl, he finna traffic home, girl. If she ain't trafficked, he done already just branded her. And she thinking,
wow.
Oh, he just wanted me to. Yes, baby. So educate your friends.
You're right, because
they'll be running to the tattoo.
That's an idea, and I haven't even thought of it that way. You know,
I know, girl.
Like, it's like you hear it here and there. But you're right. You have opened my eyes to that part. Be careful about not everything you do, but just be aware.
Yeah. Okay, guys, we only have seconds, and we will be closing out. Thank y'all for joining us on today. And Shantaya, thank you, baby. I appreciate you, and
you so
I will talk to you later.
Me.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Thank you, hon. And everybody have a great day. Enjoy your holiday weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon.
Thank you for tuning in to our program today. Join us every other week as we continue to bring you intense conversation on topics affecting our youth today. Please help us remain a powerful force within the community by donating towards this programming at www.strapcampaign.com.